Hey guys, what is up? I hope everyone had a great week. If you can tell, Mike's still not 100% up and running, but I just ordered a new part, so that's good. So next week, I think we will be good to go. My weekly recap for us is things I think have started to slow down. Either that or I'm just realizing, oh, we only have like a week and a half left, so that's making time fly by. I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of social stuff going on, but school-wise, things have started to slow down, I guess. So that's been good. One thing that I've been realizing is that in school, especially, I feel like it's really easy to get caught up on ourselves. And I think oftentimes we get so caught up on ourselves and our own grades. And even if it's not good things, like sometimes I make bad grades and I get really caught up on those. And that we forget that we are placed on this earth and created to serve others, not to serve ourselves. So that's something I'm trying to keep in mind as finals are coming up, is that no matter what, I'm here and created to serve others before myself. Okay, so what I'm going to be talking about today is just the concept and how publicized everything in our world is. Especially in today's society with all the social media and Instagram and just being able to pull out the camera whenever you want. It creates an environment where we are constantly feeling watched and constantly feeling like we can be exposed. The verse that I'm inspired by that kind of got this podcast rolling today was Psalms 91:9. It says, "Because you have made the Lord, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no harm will come to you." When I read this in bed the other night, I started thinking, how can I make the Lord my dwelling place if I never dwell with him, if I never spend alone time in intimacy with the Father? And that means alone time with the Father. I think a lot of times we can put that little piece of the puzzle in the back of our minds, and we go to church, and we go to Bible study, and those are really great biblical things, but when other people are expecting you to be there, when other people are holding you accountable, it's a lot easier. But when it comes to spending alone time with God, it's easy to say, oh, God's the only person that knows that I haven't done this. But here's what I do know. Transformation happens in hidden places. We want the world to know every single part of us, whether a lot of times we realize it or not. And the majority is because we are seeking confirmation by the world that we are seen as good. Like, take Instagram, for example. We post pictures of us reading our Bibles and worshiping and all that, this stuff. And I'm not saying that all this stuff is bad. Like, I've done it, and I've probably done it for good reasons and not so great reasons before. But I also think Instagram, before I say all of this, can be a really powerful tool for evangelizing. Like, I've had a lot of people, like, text me about something that I put out or wanting to talk about this or not realize this. So I think it can be a really powerful tool if we use it in the right way and if our hearts are in the right place. But I think it's easy to fall onto the other side of the scale. Once you broadcast your transformation, it's no longer transformation. It's a production. Here's another question. This one, whew, man, it really convicted me. How often do we broadcast Christianity rather than Christ? One is much harder than the other. I can put a Bible verse on my Instagram story every single day, but do I follow the verse? Have I memorized the verse? Do I know the verse? There's a quote, and I don't know who it's from, but it was on my Instagram the other day. So this is what I'm talking about. It can be used for really good things, too. And it said this, "Everything seems like a broadcast. It all seems like product placement, selfishly gaining exposure for whatever brand people are trying to build hidden behind Jesus." When we're televising every single walk and step of the Christian life, it takes something so pure. It takes something so pure and so intimate, and it creates it to be ordinary. And revival is not ordinary. I searched up verses about revival, and every single verse was personal. 2 Chronicles 7:14, "Pray, repent, seek his face, and he will hear, forgive, and restore." Psalms 51:2, "David's contrite heart and lowly spirit are displayed as he asks the Lord to cleanse him." James 4:8, "When we draw near to God, he will draw near to us." All these verses require change with the inner person, within their own soul, not in a crowd. We, a lot of times, try to jump in a crowd and say that we've been revived, but revival happens in the hidden places and secret places of your heart. And I do believe that revival can happen in churches and large settings, and it's amazing. But revival leads to transformation. It's not about the experience of revival. It's about your soul's transformation of revival. When I see this stuff on social media, like, look at this person who's getting revived, or look at this, it leads people that don't know God searching for an experience. A relationship with Jesus is so much more than an experience. And I honestly think it's audacious to compare it to that. Revival happens in the secret places of your heart. There are preachers that say, I've met God in prayer. I meet God in prayer every time I pray. And sure, that could be true, but it's no longer transformation. It's not hidden or in solitude. It's the same as street corner prayers, doing so to be seen. Matthew 6:7 says, and when you pray, do not be like hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in synagogues and on street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. It's figuring out where your own heart is in all of this. Is what you're doing only to be seen? Well, the Creator of the universe sees you, and that should be enough. The times that I felt I've grown the most is between my conversations of me and Jesus, not from posting my Bible on my story to remind people that I'm Christian. And what even is Christian? The definition of a Christian is a person who believes in Jesus Christ and follows his teachings. How often do we identify ourselves as a Christian, but we don't live out our lives as a Jesus follower? There's this Instagram account that I follow, and they put out some really good stuff, and it's called Sword and Stone, and this is what they said. We need less. We need fasting. We need removing. We need learning to say no in order to say yes. Maybe some of this is done in anger and in frustration, and I'd like to believe it's righteous indignation Jesus felt when he flipped some of the tables. As a Christian community, we need to become anti-hype. The definition of hype is actually extravagant or intensive publicity or promotion. Jesus didn't draw people into him by marketing himself well. He drew people into him by showing the love of the Father. All this hype around the idea of movement building seems backwards. I think if back then, if the Pharisees would have had Instagram, they would have had a lot of followers for all the Jesus stuff they posted. They had everyone convinced that they were the most holy. But when they stood in front of the face of God, they denied him. I know all this stuff seems pretty harsh, but I just think it's really important to talk about because it is such a normal thing in society with social media that we don't really talk about. And again, I'm not saying that all of this is bad. And I know some of this is really good. Some of like Christian stuff on social media is really beneficial. But I think it's just a matter of taking a step back and knowing where your relationship with Jesus is and where your heart is in all of it. And my final thought is, we should be happy that God does work in the hidden places, because that's what most of life is. Whether we want it to be or not, not everyone's going to see the time you held open the door for the stranger, or the time you resisted that temptation, or decided to call your mom when you didn't really want to. Only God can see that, and what a blessing that we have a God that sees. He sees your hurts. He sees what makes you happy. He sees what bothered you when no one else does. And we have the opportunity, thankfully, to have a relationship with him. Make your relationship with Christ so much more than just wearing the label of a Christian. Make it a relationship, because that's when revival and true transformation happens. Your reward for being in the hidden dwelling place of Jesus is so much more than your reward that you can get here on earth. This is what the rest of Psalms 91:9 says, because you made the Lord my refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no harm will come to you, no plague will come near your tent, for he will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways. They will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. He's here and he's ready to be in relationship with you. My challenge this week is try to spend 5 minutes a day in solitude with Jesus, purely talking and praying with him and just resting in his presence. That's the challenge for myself too this week that I think will really benefit me and bring lots of fruitfulness. Be still and know that I am God. Alrighty, guys, I hope y'all have a great week. We are just days away from full summer, and I can't wait. Have a good day, and don't forget to live changed.